She played dead to survive. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 11-year-old Mia Cirillo, who saw 19 of her classmates and two teachers murdered in her Texas classroom, will be among those testifying today at a House hearing into gun violence. The day after an actor made an emotional plea at the White House for common sense regulations, Fox's Jared Halpern was there.
Actor Matthew McConaughey was born in Uvalde, Texas, and says it's where he first learned to shoot.
Uvalde is where I was taught to revere the power and the capability of the tool that we call a gun.
McConaughey met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and President Biden here at the White House before speaking with reporters.
We are in a window of opportunity right now that we have not been in before. A window where it seems like real change. Real change can happen.
At another House hearing this morning, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will testify the day after telling senators President Biden's done a lot to fight inflation.
Energy prices, gas prices, while very high, have risen a lot. They would be higher without that.
Republicans disagree. They blame Biden policies for surging inflation. Gas is up almost 4 more cents today to another record high. AAA now has regular $4.95 a gallon. Voters in San Francisco are kicking District Attorney Chesa Boudin out of office. The prosecutor lost a recall election after critics blamed his progressive policies for rising crime.
Boudin had painted the recall effort as a partisan witch hunt. The recall effort against Boudin had the support from many of the same people who successfully ousted three liberal members of the San Francisco School Board in February.
Fox's Sean Langell. American adults may soon get a fourth COVID vaccine option. An FDA advisory panel has approved Novavax's version.
The panel saying the benefits from two doses of the Novavax shots outweigh the risks, but the FDA needs to finish combing through data before deciding whether to grant an emergency use authorization.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. The CDC would also have to sign off on the Novavax vaccine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Today's House hearing on gun violence comes as senators from both parties are still trying to work out a compromise on regulations.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy is leading talks with Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas on new gun laws.
My fourth graders should not have had to go to school the day after Uvalde and had the conversations with his classmates that he did about where they would run, where they would hide if the same thing happened to them. Only in America do those conversations happen.
Murphy said Republicans seem sincere and that he's hopeful, even if they won't get everything they want. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
step one is to try to get a deal. As I've said repeatedly, I hope that'll be sooner rather than later.
But he said it's too soon to predict if there are 10 Republicans who will vote for legislation that hasn't even been proposed yet. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A mistrial in the case against a Colorado businessman who was accused of ripping people off who were donating to a border wall.
The jury in the trial of Timothy Shea told a judge three times they couldn't reach a verdict on any count. 11 of them sent a note to the judge saying one juror was politically biased. They said that juror had called the rest of them liberals and complained of a government witch hunt. Shea was charged with pocketing money from a $25 million campaign created by donations. That money was supposed to go to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Only a few miles of that wall was built. Shea's lawyers say he didn't commit a crime. The U.S. attorney in the case said he's looking forward to a retrial. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, two others who were charged with Shea already pleaded guilty. Ex-Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon was also charged, but he was later pardoned by the now former president. On Wall Street, stocks could drop today. Dow futures down more than 100 points. The day after, the Dow surged up 264 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.